Welcome to the Compassionate Educators Show for teachers who desire to change lives without self-sacrifice. Let's dig deep together into the skill set, mindset, and best practices you and your students need to thrive in today's schools. Now your host, Marie Cooney.
Hello, Compassionate Educator. Welcome back to the show. And just in case we have not been formally introduced yet, or this is your first time listening, my name is Marie Cooney, founder of Compassionate Educators. I have been in the world of education for about 20 years in different capacities. So the last 10 years, I served as a licensed school counselor, working with students from elementary through high school. So I have been through every age range and developmental milestone. Now, I am very much enjoying working directly with teachers, with educators, to provide support and resources and community around truly bringing compassion into the classrooms, building community in schools, helping students with emotional regulation and positive mindset. So I am just absolutely thrilled to have you here, and I would love to get to know about you as well. So I welcome you to send me a message. Let me know who you are, where you are joining in from. You can find me on just about every platform except for TikTok. I'm not TikToking yet. So feel free to reach out, send me a message. I would love to hear from you. Today, we are going to be talking about Marie's Mindful Moments Morning. Maybe I shouldn't name it after myself. Maybe we'll just call it Mindful Moments Morning. The Mindful Moments Morning Routine. Let's do that. So what I have done is I have been spending a lot of time researching productivity and mindset and putting all of this together so that we can really create healthy environments for ourselves, for our students, so that we can be in a really good, you know, heart space and mind space in order to do the big work that is necessary to really help our children thrive. And as we say in Compassionate Educators, so that you can be a life-changing teacher without sacrificing yourself in the process. So my goal today is to help you get on track with a specific, very quick and easy routine that is going to give you more energy, is going to help you have that flow throughout the day, raise your energy, and help you so that you're not feeling like you're going throughout the day just really lacking in energy, kind of going mindlessly throughout the day. You know, those days where you just feel like there's kind of a cloud, right? Like you're walking through mist or fog. And I really want to help you create some intentional routines first thing in the day so that you are able to go throughout your day with the focus and the clarity and the energy that you need to do the big work that you are doing. And even if it's the weekend and you don't have as much to do, this is still something that you should implement because it's just going to make your day so much better. And I want you to be able to put your head on the pillow at nighttime and just feel like this day was really good, right? So whether that's relaxing, whether that's energizing or productive, or you just want to be able to sleep better and not have those constant worry thoughts running through your mind, it is my intention today to help you see a strategy that can really help you with this. And I'm all about simple yet effective strategies, okay? So what we are going to be doing today, I highly recommend that you take out a paper and something to write with if you are able to. Otherwise, you can come back to it and write down some notes if you are, let's say, driving. I will also be putting together in a PDF format that you can download, so you will have access to that as well. But it's really helpful to take your own notes sometimes because you will get inspired to really make this fit into your own life and into your own current habits. Are you all ready for the Mindful Moments Morning Routine? This is taken, inspired by Hal Elrod's The Miracle Morning Book. Hal Elrod's The Miracle Morning Routine, okay? But this is my own spin on it. If you want Hal's, you can go to him. So, number one is the first thing when you wake up, really take a moment to get quiet. Just to get quiet. Leave your phone down. Leave everything just as is for the moment. This time between sleep and wake is truly a magical time. It's the time between the seen and the unseen, the known, the unknown, the conscious, the unconscious. There's something really powerful about that time when you are just first waking up. So really take a moment to just be present, present moment, only moment, right? Just be really present to being in your own body. Take a moment to be present with just the energy that you're feeling. The thoughts that come through your mind, don't hold on to any one thought. Just let it pass. See it, recognize it, and let it pass. A lot of times for those that meditate, it's this struggle, this fight of, oh, but I'm having these thoughts coming through my mind, and what do I do with them? I know I'm supposed to let them go. And then all of a sudden, this moment of peace and quiet turns into this like big internal battle and struggle. I think that a lot of times what happens is that we think that there is one right way to do something. And by thinking that it has to be done a certain way, then we get upset with ourselves. Oh, why can't I just get quiet? Why can't I just, you know, not think things? Well, our brain's job is to have thoughts. So it's okay. Those thoughts are normal. They're natural. Just take a look at them. It's kind of like a little kid, if you've ever been around really little kids. And they're like, look, 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 look at this, see me, hear me, listen to me, right? And they just want to be seen. They just want to be acknowledged. So when those thoughts are coming to you like a little kid who needs your attention, just take a quick glance. Oh, okay, that's interesting. And let it go. Let it pass, okay? So, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do this, but the important piece is to just have some quiet, just that quiet moment. And each one of these steps is truly meant to be about a minute long. If you are able to extend the time on any of these, you know, be my guest. But if you take just 1 minute for each of these five items, it's going to really lift you up for the rest of the day. So number one is to get quiet. I also recommend if you have some specific breath work that you really like to do in the morning and taking some of those deep breaths, just letting that oxygen fill your brain, fill your body so that it can really get you in tune for the day and just to be present, okay? Number two is gratitude. So after you have quieted yourself and just been present in the quiet, take a moment to reflect on what do you appreciate? What are you thankful for? Now, I have another podcast episode which is all about gratitude and the amazing benefits of gratitude, the life-changing benefits of gratitude. So if you have not listened to that, I do suggest that you go back and take a listen. But this is really important to do right away in the morning. Gratitude is the number one predictor of success. So if you think about doing the number one predictor of success first thing in the morning, how do you think the rest of your day is going to look? Chances are you're going to have a lot more success in whatever it is that you choose to do during the day than if you don't take that just one moment to have some appreciation for what you have in your life. And I know that sometimes it can be a struggle to focus on what we're grateful for if maybe things are not going the way that you envisioned, or you're having a really hard time with feeling some disappointment, some loss, if you're grieving someone or something, it can be very challenging to have that appreciation. But I truly believe that everything happens for a reason, and while it might not feel okay in the moment, and while there are some really devastating things that do happen, we need to look at the big picture and realize that there's always a glimmer of hope. There's always a silver lining, the sun coming up. You know, every morning, the sun comes up, even if it's a cloudy, rainy day, the sun still comes up and we still have another chance. Every day is a new opportunity. So if you are living a life in which you could write 1,000 different things to be thankful for without a moment of hesitation, absolutely wonderful. Keep focusing on that, because what we focus on, it grows. What we pay attention to, you know, that is what appears more in our life. And so if you are in a space, though, where it's very challenging at this moment to focus on what you appreciate, what you're grateful for, just consider every day is a new opportunity. Just think about what you do have to be grateful for. Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have a blanket to keep you warm? Do you have, you know, some food that is going to provide you nourishment for your day? So every little piece counts. And the more specific you can get for the things that you're grateful for, the easier it will become. So it's kind of like you're practicing everything you kind of want to practice, everything that's worth growing. You want to, again, keep paying more and more attention to it. Get really specific with it, okay? So number two is that gratitude. All right, number three is self-encouragement. So I like to use the phrase radical self-compassion. Think of what positive, helpful, beautiful things could you say to like the younger version of yourself. So if you have a hard time with self-encouragement, I would take a look at it from that perspective. What would you want to say to the younger version of yourself? If that's not an issue for you, then wonderful. Dive right into either positive affirmation statements. So positive affirmations are something that can be repeated daily. Maybe just a couple of phrases that really empower you, that help you get really focused and clear. One that I've been using frequently as I'm talking about feelings that are arising right now is present moment, only moment. Present moment, only moment. Another one that really resonates with me is great love, great compassion. So with every person that we encounter, whether or not they seem like a loving and compassionate person, approaching them with great love, great compassion. So whatever for you just feels clear, that's what you're going to use for your self-encouragement statement. You know, it could be also something really motivational, like, I got this. Or, you know, my day is going to be incredible. So it can be really simple. You don't have to give it too much thought, just something that really lights you up and makes you feel ready for the day. All right, so that was number three, self-encouragement. And I do suggest that you also write this down, because you want to repeat this. You want it to be like the same phrase that you repeat every morning until it just becomes a part of you, until it becomes so ingrained that it's automatic. All right, so are you ready for number four? Are you writing these down? All right, number four is to visualize. You're going to visualize what you want your day to look like. You're setting the intention for your day. Now, this is like an ultimate brain hack that is used by professional athletes and actors and actresses and musicians. So what they do is they visualize, for example, let's take a basketball player. He might visualize himself running down the court, dribbling that ball, you know, getting closer to the net, and he throws it, and swish, it goes in, right? So he is taking time to intentionally see what he wants the outcome to be. And that's what I'm going to ask you to do here, because if we can set that intention for ourselves, we can visualize what we want our day to look like, then it's going to set you up for success. It's going to give you more energy. It's going to get you really clear and focused on your day. If you need to work on lesson planning today, and you're just kind of dreading it, and it's not ideally what you want to be doing, imagine that you're doing it, that you're, you know, working on your plans, and everything is just flowing so easily, and you have your favorite drink next to you, and you're drinking your drink. Maybe you even have some music playing in the background to help, you know, keep you focused and energized. Really use those senses. Make it a whole, you know, a full sensory experience as you're visualizing your day, as you're being clear with setting your intentions, your goals for the day. And this isn't going through your calendar and just thinking about what you have, you know, all of your plans for the day, but this is being really clear as to what you want it to look like. So if there's a task that you're just feeling some overwhelm or you're not really enthusiastic about it, visualize it just being really easy and the time just passes really quickly so you can, do something that's really exciting for you. Okay, so that's number four, is visualizing how you want your day to look. Number five is moving. So use some time to actually get up and move, whether this is just some simple stretches, some yoga. It could be running on, if you have a treadmill or a stationary bike. It could be doing some jumping jacks. If you feel like you need some extra energy, like if you're just feeling sluggish, be mindful of where you are and what your body needs. If you feel like you have some extra energy, maybe, you know, jumping around and doing some more aerobic activity is going to be really helpful. So use that time to physically move your body. These are moments. This is like a minute. If you want to expand this and do a full routine, a full workout routine, you know, absolutely go ahead and do that. But what I want to make sure is that you're taking each piece of this and incorporating it into your morning. And if you don't have, you know, 30 minutes to set out everything for the day, just a few moments is going to be really helpful. So take that time to move. And also, you can go ahead and put this together with your visualization. Because if you are visualizing what you want your day to look like and you're combining that with movement, it's going to be even more powerful. But your choice, I will leave that up to you. But again, be mindful of where your body is at, where your energy is at. Some days I wake up and I just need some really calming, basic stretching and yoga moves. Some mornings I wake up and I need just that high vibe, jump up and down type of energy. So really get in tune with what your body needs. You know it better than anyone else. Okay, we are at number six. This is the final one, the final one. This is a two-part process. So this is a moment, but it might take two moments because I'm going to ask you to get out some water. It can be room temperature. It can be some warm water. Put a little lemon in it. And this is a trick that I just recently learned. Add a little bit of sea salt. I have some pink Himalayan salt that I like to use, and it sounded really strange to me at first, but I got this tip from a doctor who really focuses on how to bring more energy throughout your day. Having three young kids, and I don't think I've slept through the night in about 6 years, I decided to give it a try. Oh, and I also don't drink anything with caffeine. It's not necessarily that I'm against caffeine. I've never been a big fan of soda or coffee. I know it's one of my odd quirks. So I needed something to really get my energy up more and get the day started fresh. And what she says is that the sea salts, just add a little bit to your water, really helps to increase your electrolytes. And a lot of times we think of sports drinks having electrolytes that athletes will drink when, you know, they're playing a game. But our bodies also need those minerals from the earth, and the processed foods that, you know, a lot of times make its way into our diets, all that extra sodium, that's different. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like real natural salt. You're going to take your room temperature or your warm water, squeeze half of a lemon in it, shake some of your sea salt in there, mix it up, and it doesn't even taste salty. It actually, I think the lemon and the salt kind of balance itself really well. And you're going to take that drink, and as you are sipping on that, this is number six, read something that is inspirational. Not on your phone, not the latest news story, that something that makes you feel just really positive. This could be, it could be a book on quotes, it could be poetry, it could be some type of self-improvement book. Just taking a moment to have that special magic morning drink and reading something inspirational while you do it. And again, this is not to be a 30-minute sit down and read a novel type of event. It is simply just a few moments. Just a few moments. Again, this is all together. All of these things that we're talking about come together to truly bring a balanced way to start your morning, to get really clear and focused and energized. So I'm bringing all of the best strategies together, all of these pieces together. Really, really, truly, if you do them, it, you know, and just get into that habit, fit it into your morning, whether that means that you are going to wake up 5 minutes earlier or spend 5 minutes less in the shower. Yes, I take long showers when I can, besides the point. But, you know, take those intentional moments. Be really mindful, really present in those few moments, because the morning is when you really, really want to set yourself up for success, and it's going to help you have just such a more fulfilled day, so that when you go to bed at night, you can feel so much more at ease and joyful and just feel like your day truly was what it should be, okay? Challenging things come up during the day. It's life and we are human. It's going to happen. But if you can set the foundation for your morning, it's and be mindful throughout the day about focusing on the good, you're going to be able to handle those challenges with so much more clarity and effectiveness. And it's going to be more likely that you're not attaching those big emotions of anger and resentment or, you know, complete devastation, that you're not going to attach those feelings to your day, that if challenges do arise, that you're going to be able to take care of it and take action, and that you're going to be able to allow those moments to come and to go and not hold on to it and not carry it into the next day and the next day. And suddenly it becomes this pattern of every day just waking up with dread or with sorrow or with anger. But waking up with joy, with gratitude and being mindful about finding their good. So one more time, I'm going to go through this again. I'm going to have a PDF, actually have that in the Compassionate Educators Facebook group. So connect with me to get that PDF, join the Facebook group where you can also be a part of a community that is truly trying to create environments in which our children, which our students can thrive. And whether that is online or offline, it doesn't make a difference because we are all in this together and we are creating this intentional community of support and positivity. All right, so make sure that you have all of these incorporated in the morning for your Mindful Moments morning routine. Number one is just get quiet, focus on your breath, focus on the present moment. Number two is have gratitude. The more specific that you can get, even better. Have that appreciation for what you have in this moment. Number three, self-encouragement. Focusing on those positive affirmations, having those empowering statements in this. Really using what resonates with you, okay? Number four is visualizing. Visualizing how you want your day to look, setting your intentions for your entire day. Number five, getting some movement in, stretching, yoga, some, a couple minutes of aerobic activity. Get that movement in. And also just, I do highly suggest to sprinkling that in throughout the day. We talk about giving students movement breaks and brain breaks. Well, we need that as adults too. So make sure that you are having that radical self-compassion, doing those pieces that we know are so beneficial, doing that for yourself as well. And then the final one is with your lemon salt water, if you are willing to try that. Otherwise, you can use some plain water, but I do hope that you give it a try if you so desire. Taking that and having something that is inspirational to actually read, to be present with, and all of those combined truly will hopefully set you up for a lot of success throughout the day, some happiness, some joy, being focused on the good. Okay, so if you have any questions, always reach out to me. Let me know what questions you have. And also, I do want to take a moment to let you know that I will be running another workshop. I am super excited because I had the emotional regulation workshop back in March, but it was so helpful for so many. So I decided that I'm going to take that and I'm going to shift it a little bit. The next workshop is going to be starting Monday, May 18th. I can't believe I'm already saying May, but May 18th. It's going to be another week-long workshop, and it's going to be slightly different than the March Emotional Regulation workshop, okay? We're still going to focus on emotions. This is going to really be emotional resilience, emotional fitness. I am just so excited about all of the different strategies and ideas to share with you. So if you had attended the March workshop, please still register and come to the one on May 18th. It is going to be different. You're going to be receiving more information, more practices that you can do with your students, more ideas. And if you weren't at the March one, then this is your opportunity to join the community, your opportunities to get some great strategies, simple yet effective strategies to use with your students or even with your own children, okay? So that's going to be hosted within the free Facebook Compassionate Educators community. I will also put a link for that in the show notes as well so that you can go ahead and get registered and get everything you need to be emotional regulation ninjas, okay? And also, I am aware that at the end of May, we are going into summer. So I want you to really consider this as setting yourself up for success in the new school year, because we know that there's a lot of need right now. There's a lot of, when we return to the schools, there's going to be a lot of students who especially need us to be present and aware of how to help them cope with challenges, okay? So be there May 18th, and I look forward to it. I will see you next time on the show. Take care.